November is the new December. I will explain shortly. Mohawk Trail Regional has a new principal. Hampshire Mall has announced its holiday hours. Big doings for the holidays at the JCC. Car versus store hits Dollar General in East Longmeadow. And Mark Auerbach looks at the entertainment scene.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday, November 16. We're halfway through the month, and here comes Thanksgiving, along with a plethora of holiday plans, festivals, drives, and general information. All coming your way right after I check the weather. Partly to mostly sunny and breezy today, with a high between 44 and 48. Winds are west 5 to 15 miles per hour. And let's see, tonight, mostly clear, a low of 24 to 30. A nice boost for the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, known as MOSO, have received a $10,000 donation pledge from their counterparts at the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Now, according to Beth Welty, a violinist and MOSO co-founder, James Markey, BSO trombonist and chair of the BSO Players Committee, informed us that this gift is being sent with sincere and heartfelt support. We are deeply moved and grateful for this wonderful gesture of solidarity from our fellow musicians in Boston. Now, MOSO is a 501c not-for-profit organization, which is not a subsidiary and not affiliated with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, Incorporated. Trinity United Methodist Church, Sumner Avenue, Springfield, has made an announcement relative to their time-honored Boar's Head Festival. For this winter, the 2022 festival will not be presented before a live audience. The planning committee made the decision to help keep the performers and audience safe. The fully staged performance, A Light in the Dark, will be filmed and shared in late January 2022. The festival is an annual rendition of the medieval pageant that celebrates the Christian holiday of Epiphany, or Three Kings Day. The performance for 2021 was canceled due to concerns surrounding the pandemic. Mark Auerbach is on the Arts Beat today. Let's listen in.
The Springfield Symphony Youth Orchestras will stream a performance November 21st. The Springfield Youth Symphonia, under the direction of Marcia Hassett, and the Springfield Youth Orchestra, under the direction of Jonathan Lamb, are composed of young musicians from Greater Springfield and Western Massachusetts. For concert details, springfieldsymphony.org. David Grover, the beloved Western Massachusetts troubadour, died November 3rd at age 69 following an automobile accident. Best known for his PBS series Grover's Corner and his children's performances throughout the area, Grover began his career as lead guitarist for Shenandoah, the band that Arlo Guthrie hired to tour with him for decades. A Crossing, a dance musical. The musical powerhouse, which had the world premiere at Barrington Stage earlier this fall, will be available for streaming November 18 through 21st. For streaming details and a backgrounder on this acclaimed musical, BarringtonStageCo.org. Circle Round, the WBUR Boston Children's Storytelling Program, collaborates with the Boston Symphony Orchestra to present a special live taping of three episodes of the podcast before an audience at the Lynn Center at Tanglewood. On November 20th, host Rebecca Scheer and Boston Symphony Orchestra musicians are joined by actors Karen Allen, who lives in the Berkshires, and Peter Riegert from The Mask, for BSO Concerts for Very Young People, Circle Round Edition. For details, bso.org. Peter Weiss makes his long-awaited return to the stage in the Northfield Mount Hermon production of the musical Newsies, November 18 through 20, at the Rhodes Art Center in Gill, Massachusetts. Weiss appeared in the NFL documentary Playing with Fire. The 2021 Berkshire Theater Critics Awards were held in Pittsfield last night, honoring excellence in theaters in the region. We'll have a recap of the winners on Pioneer Valley Radio later this week. And Broadway's back at the Bushnell. The Tony Award winner, The Band's Visit, plays through Sunday. For details on that, bushnell.org. And Cabaret is the hot ticket this week in Northampton at K&E Theater Group. For tickets to that, ketg.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And Mark will be back later in the week with reviews and more. Mohawk Trail Regional is pleased to announce a new principal. 47-year-old Christopher Buckland of Florence will serve as the school principal for the middle and high school, serving grades 7 through 12. He'll begin in January, taking over the position vacated by Principal Marissa Mendoza as she begins her new role as Deputy Superintendent of Pittsfield Public Schools. Buckland said the first priority when he begins at Mohawk Trail Regional will be to spend much of his time getting to know the students, the families, and staff, and learning his way around the building. In Springfield, the Jewish Community Center is preparing for the holidays. You can join for their celebration of Hanukkah, and this year Hanukkah begins at sundown on November 28th and runs through December 5th. There's a wide variety of program offerings, both old and new, in person and virtual, for audiences of all ages. Also known as the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah commemorates the Jewish people's rededication of the temple in Jerusalem after a successful revolt. They offer Hanukkah in the Hay on Sunday, November 21. It's in person at the JCC. You can join them for a morning of barnyard fun as they kick off the Hanukkah season and celebrate PJ Library's new home at the Springfield JCC. You can enjoy an outdoor petting zoo, bounce houses, crafts, snacks, and more. Families with children of all ages are invited to join in on the fun. Then Sunday, the 28th, from 5 to 5:45 p.m., in person at the JCC, celebrate the light and miracle of the first night of Hanukkah. Join us outdoors for a community candle lighting and singing as we light the largest outdoor menorah in Western Mass. Monday, December 5th, 4:30 to 5, in person at the J, toast the last night of Hanukkah. Enjoy inventive latkes and toppings paired with a vodka cocktail, latkes and vodka, and join them for a community lighting. Enjoy food, friends, drinks, music, and fun at the casual adult gathering. This is $15 for JCC members, $20 general public. You have to be 21 to attend, and pre-registration is required. Monday, December 6th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., John Latin, award-winning musician, Mr. G, and his band of Jewish music makers for a family-friendly Hanukkah concert filled with spirit. Springfield JCC staffers and singer Elise Barbara will join Mr. G on stage for a special performance. And this program is free and open to the public. Pre-registration required. And Friday, December 17, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., in person, you can test your pickleball prowess in the annual Hanukkah Pickleball Tournament. Space is limited, and this is a non-sanctioned pickleball tournament. All start times are subject to change, and activities might be merged based on event registration. First and second place will be awarded to each bracket. This is $10 for JCC members and $20 for the general public. Pre-registration required. A second annual food drive is being hosted by the Wealth Transition Collective in Holyoke to benefit Margaret's Pantry in honor of National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. Participants can drop off their donations Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1632 Northampton Street in Holyoke. And some of the most needed items they're looking to collect are non-perishable foods, canned goods, stuffing, baking mixes, syrup, salad dressing, condiments, Jell-O, and kid-friendly snacks. Now, all donations will benefit Margaret's Pantry on 56 Cabot Street. Distribution is available by appointment Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 12. And here's the number, 413-533-5909. Now, we're being told that November is the new December. Hampshire Mall's general manager, Lynn Gray, says there may be significant delays with online shopping this year, including an unprecedented shipping backlog and unavailability of online product. customers are encouraged to start shopping earlier and in person to guarantee to find the gifts on everyone's list. The mall will be closed on Thanksgiving and will have extended hours on Black Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The mall will be closing early on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. The mall will be closed on Christmas Day. The Hampshire Mall will open Friday, November 28th, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Hampshire Mall also said that Santa will be coming to the mall in late November, and they'll have more details announced at a later date. And the latest car versus store adventure hits the Dollar Tree in East Longmeadow in the Heritage Plaza. A car crashed into the Dollar Tree in East Longmeadow's Heritage Plaza yesterday afternoon. The crash occurred around 3 p.m. at the Dollar Tree. That's 406 North Main. And East Longmeadow police say the driver likely suffered some sort of medical event before crashing into the store. The driver was taken to the hospital to get checked out. No one inside the store was hurt, and there is currently no word on when the store will reopen. Thank you for being with us on our program today. Our next program up and online tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on Wednesday. And we hope you'll be with us for that program. We thank Mark Auerbach, our ArtsBeat reporter, for being with us on today's show as well. So stay well. Be of good cheer. Enjoy the holiday season. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.